Welcome to the launch of Love Brand You, and I'm your host, Sam Rafus. And I have to tell you, I had the idea for Love Brand You almost 2 years ago. You know when you have that light bulb aha moment? Well, 2 years ago, I woke up in the middle of the night with this idea to create a program for my clients called Love Brand You. Needless to say, no matter what I tried, there was always something that prevented me from gaining any traction on the program. I'd spend a bit of time on it, think, you know, this is what's going to be good, something would happen, and I'd end up putting it to the side. So I just let the idea sit in my ideas file. I went on with other work and did what I needed to do for my work. So fast forward to earlier this year, and I found out about the eWomen podcast platform. And you guessed it, that aha came back. So the concept percolated in my brain for about a week. I had to make a decision whether I was going to say yes to the podcast or not. And I kept thinking, Love Brand You, that could be a good podcast. It could be a place to share the lessons I've learned about building my own brand and business. And I know I've heard great interviews on podcasts, and I thought, you know what, this would be the time that I could do that. I'd always wanted to do a podcast, but I had put it off because I wasn't sure how to get it done. So not anymore, I was thinking. I'm an eWomen member, and I can jump on their platform, and I can learn all I need to know from them. So I took the leap, and as they say, here we are. And I thought about it, and this is how I've always grown in my business, by trusting my intuition and taking action when it felt right. So for me, the journey began about 15 years ago in August of 2002 when I was pregnant, eight months pregnant with my second daughter, and I went on maternity leave from my social work job. And my goal was to stay at home, be a stay-at-home mom with a business. Yeah, you heard that right, with business. You know, how hard could it be? I went to the bank, I opened up a business account and thought I was in business. True story, I was pretty naive going from social work to thinking I was running a business. But at the time, I did what I was good at. I gave parenting classes at night when the girl's dad was at home and could be with them. And soon I had three little girls, three beautiful little babies in 4 years, and I was determined to be a super mom, super businesswoman, super woman all around. And during one of the parenting classes, somebody had mentioned something about me helping parents with, you know, what their kids ate. And I would say, I'm just sharing what I do, I'm sharing what I know, I'm not a professional. And of course, at the time, somebody had just happened to say, well, you know, you're not a professional. And I, again, fast forward, took it as a sign that, oh, I should go to school to get my nutrition education. So when the girls were 2, 4, and 6, I went to school at night and finished that. And then I started my part-time nutrition practice around their schedule, which I did for years. And soon, students and colleagues started to ask for my help in building and marketing their nutrition business, and that's how I came to sharing my marketing and branding services now, because those people wanted my help. So like many entrepreneurs, I had the roller coaster journey of following my intuition, not always knowing at times what I was doing, not necessarily having the resources all the time, not, you know, how was I going to do it, or following where I was being led but not really sure. just knowing that I had to follow the voice. I know it sounds crazy, but I just would have these intuitions and knowingness, so to speak, of I need to follow this road where it leads me, because this, again, is what it feels right. And so to me, that's where branding starts. You are your brand. Your values, your truth, your promise to yourself, to your clients, consumers, your community. Again, whether you are a solopreneur like me, a Fortune 500 company, or somewhere in between, people buy from people. And in this digital age, we are all being watched 24/7. And I believe it's critical to define and share who you are and, in turn, who you're not. So when you get really clear about who you are and what you do, it also is an indicator to people, you know, what you don't provide. A few months ago, I had a woman call me and say, I picked up the phone, hello, Sam Rafus Consulting, and the voice on the other end, a woman I knew, I want to hire you. I know you. Okay, yes, you know me. Okay, you want to hire me? That's fabulous. And she went on further to say, I've watched you. I've listened to you. You are always the same, whether online or offline. You're always the same. What you do, what you say. I feel like I really know you. I can trust you. And you're fun. I like to laugh and have fun, she said. And you're fun. So I've decided you're the marketing coach I need. And yes, that was me. I was silent for a beat. And I said, wow, thank you. And yeah, I was ecstatic to hear that. I'm being perceived in the way that I want to be. But it just proves my point. When you are genuine and, quote, love brand you, end quote, you attract people and opportunities that align with you and your brand. So I'm hoping that you tune in to this weekly show. Throughout the series, I will share stories of my mistakes, victories. I'll give you some tips and how-tos of that you can learn and take action to grow and move forward. And not only me, because I don't know everything. I know what I know. And just as we all need to grow, I want to grow too, and I want to grow from learning from some amazing guests. I've got some inspiring, to me, and hopefully to you, guests lined up for you. Women and men from all parts of the world. Canada, my home country, and the United Kingdom, I should say, Australia, Spain, and some of my favorite people from the United States, from startups to global brands earning millions of dollars. These are people like you and me who followed their dreams, and they've graciously said yes to being a guest on the show. And I can't wait for you to hear their stories and learn from them too. And speaking of success, I have to mention that it's just one of the many reasons why I'm here on the eWomen Podcast Network. To build your brand, your business, to have people know, like, and trust you, it's imperative to surround yourself with the people and community that you align with who can help you grow. And I have to tell you, the first time I was in a room of e-women, and I heard e-women founder and CEO Sandra Yancey say, if people have been rolling their eyes at you your whole life, you are in the right place here. And we all laughed. Everybody gave a big laugh, and in my mind, I'm checking it off. Yes, I'm in the right place. And if my friends and family are listening, which I hope many of you are, I'm sure that you can attest to that. Even though I love you, you love me, I know there's many times that you've probably rolled your eyes at some of the things that I say and do, and that's okay. That's okay. Because like many entrepreneurs, I believe we have a calling. And we stop at nothing to get there. We go all in, we jump off the cliff, and we build our wings on the way down. And that's just another Sandra Yancey-ism, as I would say. Build your wings on the way down. So yes, I love this organization. I'm proud to be a part of it. And let me tell you, when your values align with your ideal clients and your community, it is where the magic happens. And my values, I'm happy to say, mirror those of the eWomen Network. And I'm just going to share a few here, which are really important to me. And I just want my listeners to know, because I want you to tune in, if these values resonate with you too. So number one, give first, share always. Lift as we climb. Professional. Responsible. Transparent. Teamwork. Self-care. And definitely, let's have some fun. So I hope you tune into the show and enjoy what Love Brand U offers, that you'll learn from me and my guests, and be inspired to listen to your own intuition and take action. And I'd also really appreciate your feedback so we can all help make this show even better than I dream it to be. That 2 years ago when I first thought about it and had the idea, I'm so excited to bring it to you today, and I hope to make it even better with your help. So listen in, give a review, join the private Facebook page, or Facebook group, I should say. Follow me on social media at Sam Rafos. That's SamRafoss. And let me know what you like. And of course, what can make the show better. Or if you have an idea for a guest, let me know. So thank you for listening to this first show. And until next time, keep sharing the love.